All right, we're on live, by the way, on Gold with Vinny Jones. Vinny, I got to ask you, have you been to the Cayman Islands before, sir?
No, sir. I have not. I've been to the Bahamas, Barbados. Never here. But what a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's you're at probably the best spot on 7 Mile Beach at the Ritz right there. I mean, that's kind of epic and a beautiful spot there. If what have you heard about the Cayman Islands? I mean, obviously you must have heard something about this place before you came here.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's, you know, paradise. You know, people come here. A lot of people don't go home. A lot of people have been here for 10, 12 years, come for a year or two. So, yeah, you can see, you know, just flying in, it was awesome.
So you were on a football called the Crazy Gang, and people were talking about this off air. Is it true about some of these stories that we used to hear about the Crazy Gang?
Well, you know, we were a naughty boys club. I mean, we were a load of rejects and misfits, and we all gelled together. And we took on Man United and Liverpool, and they couldn't shake us off. We were like that mongrel Jack Russell that just wouldn't let go of your ankle. So, we had some great times. We all stuck together. Good times, bad times, in the tunnel. If there was a punch-up in the tunnel, everybody was in.
So it's crazy.
So that was, you know, we lived off that, and we thrived off each other, and we knew everybody had each other's backs.
Someone used to say, you know, you guys would go out, you hit a pub, and maybe even get into a fight at a pub or whatever, and then 4 or 5 hours later, you'll hit the pitch and blitz some team 5-0 or something.
Yeah, it wasn't a maybe. It was when. So, you know, I mean, we were in the pub the night before the cup final. So, I'm wondering when Lady Di came along, she smelled all the alcohol on us as she was saying hello.
And, you know, we were talking off air, too, about the, you know, you've said many times you're very proud British. You're pro-monarchy. What are your thoughts on the Queen's passing and the future of the monarchy?
Well, obviously, it's terrible. My son worked for the Queen in the Royals. He'd done 6 years. That's all I knew. That's all I grew up with. If you ask me what I honestly thought, I'm kind of thinking Charlie's going to be there for a year or 12 months and then say, you know, actually, I'm going to pass this on to William and Kate. I think it needs to be a little bit more modern, and I think they're doing that progressively together.
Mm-hmm. Did you spend any time or get a chance to meet the Queen?
I did meet the Queen. I met Lady Di. I'd had a few glasses of red wine after the Royal Variety performance. I think I asked her if she was using her cup final tickets that year.
Wait, so you're asking her to give you tickets for the cup finals?
Yeah, hers in the Royal Box if she wasn't going.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine what you could have scalped those for?
I think at the time it was 4 times plus £10.
That's great. And what's your memories of Princess Diana, too? I'm just really fascinated about that. Everyone said how what a caring, kind
just
soul she was.
First spring flower. You know, that first flower, that first daffodil, that first beautiful flower in springtime. Mm. That's what she was like. She spoke to us very quietly. And I think she genuinely enjoyed it. You know, going up and her putting the medal on, you know, around our necks was something I'll never forget.
So Guy Ritchie gives you a shot in Lock, Stock, and was acting like a badass was probably pretty easy for you, knowing what you had done on the pitch or whatever. Was the being a badass and acting like a badass in a movie as easy as it looked for you? Because it looked like that was a natural fit for you.
Well, I'd had a few scrapes off the field before I became a footballer, so I kind of knew my way about a pub and a jail cell. So it wasn't, it wasn't all new. It wasn't just the football field. There was a couple of nights in the Watford cells and the St. Albans cells.
Wow.
Growing up, as you do.
Yeah. If I do rapid fire, sir, and you can give me 15 or so, what comes to mind when I mention Gone in 60 Seconds?
Angelina.
Angelina, wow. 2000 Snatch.
Brad.
2004 Euro Trip.
Amanda Bynes. No. No, that was Prague. We filmed it in Prague.
All right. By the way, how awesome is Prague? I've heard stories about Prague.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Pretty epic.
Very, very, very good. That was a few years ago. Amanda Bynes was She's the Man, sorry.
How about 2006 X-Men Last Stand?
the makeup, 4.5 hours.
Oh. I'm loving this. 2013 escape plan with Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Well, I have a photo with our three chairs, Arnie, Sly, Vinny.
Wow.
The chair backs, yeah, I've got a picture of it.
That's a frameable one right there.
Yeah.
2010 Celebrity Big Brother. I went back and watched the episode. They lost their S when you walked in to the Big Brother house. It felt like they loved you. Did it feel that way to you when you walked in?
Yeah, felt like the people's champion, yeah.
Yeah.
Memory of that would be Alex Reed and Jordan, I suppose.
But I do remember that time, and social media all of a sudden kind of got funky with you, felt like the vote Vinny out thing at the end. And what was that all about? That felt funky to me because it felt like you were...
Well,
like
I was trying to... I was having a laugh because it's so, you know, manipulated. And they said, what's the most expensive thing you'd bought? And I tried to give my mate, who's got a clothes shop in London, a bit of a mention. And I said, well, my mate George gave me a pair of socks once. They were £400. And then they turned it. So it was all manipulative. It was all, you know, that's the fun of the fair.
Yeah. And I know that social media kind of felt a little weird afterwards, but I love it.
It was only very shortly, and I literally flew back to the States the next day. So
I love it.
It didn't bother me.
What's next for you now? What projects are you working on? What's your game plan here moving forward here for 22? Now that we're out of COVID.
Well, you always wait for the next phone call. You never know what's happening. I've just done up my bar, my farm. I've just renovated my farm in West Sussex in England, and then get through Christmas, and then going to golf in L.A., go back to L.A.
Amen. Right, how long are you going to stay in the Cayman Islands? Are you going to be able to hit
just
the...
Just a week.
Okay, so you're going to be able to hit the beach a little bit here.
I'm not really a beach man. I like the pool and the cabanas.
Okay. I tell you what, you got some of the best over there at the Ritz. Best food in the Caribbean right here. You're going to be sorted well. Thank you,
yeah,
by the way.
I had a bit of porridge this morning. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. By the way, how did the event go? The evening with Vinny Jones. What can you tell us about that for people that didn't get a chance to see you?
Yeah, I think everybody enjoyed it. We've got a big gala on Saturday night, making awareness of cancer and see if we can raise some money. Because, you know, I do firmly believe the only way you can beat cancer is research. So we need people, you know, not individuals. We need collective groups and, you know, the whole world, actually, you know. Who can afford it, put some money in to fight it, and research is the only way.
Yeah, are we going to see that in our lifetime, sir? Do you think we're going to be able to figure that out?
I don't know. When after seeing the COVID shambles,
right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. God bless you.
The thing about it all is, you know, they wanted a cure for COVID, and they got it very, very quickly.
Mm.
You know, why are they drawing out this, you know, the cancer treatments, you know?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It felt like that's exactly right. We talked about this on the radio. They fast-tracked the answer for COVID. Scientists did something that had never happened before. How long have we been dealing with cancer and they can't turn the corner on those cancer drugs? What's going on, you know?
Maybe the powers that be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I love it. I hope you have a great trip here. Thanks for your time. The folks that were here at the radio station said they adored the evening last night, said it was big fun. I hope you have perfect weather. Ben, you dodged the little storm that came through here not too long ago. I know Florida got their butt kicked, and we're thinking and praying for those guys. But, I mean, you're going to have a great weather weekend here this weekend, and I just hope you enjoy Cayman to the fullest, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Have a great one. Vinny Jones, the one and only, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.